Postal Podcast. Person in the mirror. Oh, when all deep is gone, somebody's broken heart and washed out the field. They follow the pattern of the wind and sea. Cause they got no place to be. That's why I'm starting with me. I'm starting with me. Hey, good morning. Welcome, Columbus, Ohio, to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Let's talk about what's happening in our work environment. And keep in mind the opening track, the man in the mirror, the postal employee in the mirror. Let's start there. Now, again, I'm not going to ever shy away from the fact that I believe, and it is fact, that the employer has a great responsibility to provide a safe work environment for the employees. But I'm also a realist, and I understand that we are at a juncture in a road that says if we wait for the employer to do what they're supposed to do, we're going to be in a pretty bad spot. Now, I spoke about it yesterday. I'm going to speak about it today, and you're probably going to hear this like a motif on upcoming podcasts. Now, we have to understand that our employer likes to speak and give speeches, but our employer, I don't think they fully understand what it means to walk the walk that emulates or projects the talk that you talk. And I want to tell you, I find it humorous, and humorous to the point that if this is how we are viewed as employees, never mind the essential title that's been attached to us, if this is how we're viewed by management, what makes you think that they're ever going to do the right thing? And a greater thought would be, how do that level of responsibility with respect to postal management become so callous that your safety will be compromised, not so much compromised, but it won't be given full attention if that full intention has a dollar sign attached to it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right now, one of the reasons that I think Columbus, Ohio isn't doing everything that they can do is because they are worried about the price tag that's associated with doing the right thing. They're worried about working your maintenance personnel. I mean, again, not mandating, but getting volunteers in your list way more than what you're working them to make sure constant sterilization is being done in that plant. But that cost. And the post office in Columbus, Ohio, it is my opinion, they're not willing to pay that cost. I guess if you sit down and look at what they may consider acceptable losses, I don't know. I guess they figure some people getting sick, going home, paying them 2 weeks of 100% pay out of a federal pot is better than spending that dollar amount and maybe even more on ensuring that proper maintenance is being done in that facility. And let me tell you what I mean. If there is a case, a confirmed case in the building, or let me say this, when there is a confirmed case in the building, maintenance should have a different cleaning routine. How many people see that happening? Not a lot, and I talk to maintenance personnel. When you do the same thing and expect different results, well, you understand what I just defined. I can't understand why right now, from the Postmaster General down to every EAS employee, because that's the leadership of this organization, why personal safety at any cost isn't paramount in today's work environment. But it's not in the post office. And I want to say to all postal employees, you need to understand that. And once you understand that, you'll understand why there's no temperature taken. You'll understand why, although we get called into a confined area to be spoken to about the post office position on if you're sick, stay home. First of all, I don't even think that speech was delivered with any conviction, because I know better. And also, I want to say to the senior lead, I speak to him directly a little bit more than I want to on my podcast, but you don't have to be sick. And I also want to say to the senior lead, you stand there with conviction telling people about how liberal the policy is, while at the same time, disciplinary action at your request, so I understand it, is being taken on employees for absences during this period. Now, you tell me, how am I supposed to hold on to anything you say? And I think I speak for a large number of your employees when I say, how about you stop bringing everybody in that tight room, that cafeteria, to deliver whatever it is that you want to deliver? Again, just like we have service talks and things of that nature, why can't we just do that? Unless you feel the need to stand there. And I want to say to the employees, not the employees, I want to say to the craft members, let me talk to you a second about atmosphere and environment. Think about this. When the district manager, Ms. Lovejoy, came down and spoke, you felt concern. You felt compassion. You felt empathy. Notice how it was important that social distancing was the social distancing areas were marked where you stand because the distance was measured for you. In other words, they prepared that room for the district manager, not so much for you. And when I say that, I only say that because, do you see that happening now? Now we just go into that room. Yeah, we talk about social distancing, but come on. With that number of people in there, you're not going to be able to maintain social distancing. That's why when the district manager came, they had many meetings. But now it's one meeting. You're trying to bring that whole tour in there. But yet you want me to believe that you have a genuine concern about me. That's why I go back to the opening song, Postal Person in the Mirror. Hey, folks, we got to take care of ourselves. And no, this isn't deja vu. I podcasted some of this on yesterday, but I am passionate about it, and I don't mean to bore you. I'm just trying to stress the importance. You're probably going to hear it again one or two more times this week. Now, one of the big issues for postal employees are, will you take my temperature reading? Will you do some additional measures, United States Postal Service, to ensure the work environment is safer for us? Now, here's a tap dance number that I thought was just cute, and that's the only word I could think about. They being the post office, because we were addressed by their lead MDO, so I'm going to say the post office, because I'm sure the lead MDO would not get out there and give you a message that was contrary to what the Postmaster General instructed. So the post office says they can't take your temperature because of HIPAA violations. They can't take your temperature because if you are going through a line, depending on the degree of your temperature, if they sent you to the left or to the right, they would be exposing your health condition to the employee to your left, right, or your front and rear. I simply say the fact that you have a high temperature in no way means you have the coronavirus. So the fact that you have a high temperature and maybe they want to retake it does not expose your health conditions, your health prognosis or diagnosis to anybody, because none of that was done. But they tell you, I care about you, I'm concerned about you, but I'm not going to do a whole lot to protect you. But I expect you at work every day doing 2 and 3 positions to make sure we get this mail out. Folks, that don't pass the common sense test. As you can tell, I'm having a Michael Jackson type day. Hey, but listen, folks, again, we take care of each other, and you gotta follow this process on APW website, MPMHU website, the letter carrier NALC website. You have to stay in tune. And again, I'm always going to have a voice. I want the voice to be about change, about helping to improve our work environment under every condition, not just this pandemic. Kenny Hodge, I'll talk to you when I talk to you.